It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, the Skagway Police are asking for help identifying the person or persons responsible for a vehicle explosion in West Creek. The incident received attention from federal investigators. And Skagway's latest assembly meeting was long and discussed everything from the completion of the ore dock to Pride celebration to waste rates. The Skagway Police Department received a report on May 6th of a burned and abandoned vehicle in West Creek, past IE. Police Chief Jerry Reddick sent an officer to investigate.
After reviewing the pictures, it was obviously that there was some kind of explosion involved and not a lot of melting or char marks. The FBI happened to be in town because they were doing a demonstration for the school. So we talked to them and the ATF, and they sent a bomb tech because they wanted to check and make for sure that this wouldn't have a nexus with terrorism, whether it be domestic terrorism or just any terrorism in general.
The bomb technician from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives arrived the next day. Evidence was collected, including possible fingerprints. Reddick says the bomb technician didn't observe any improvised explosive devices or anything that, quote, made some concerns for him. Reddick encourages anyone with information to contact the police department.
This was somebody just playing jokes or pranks. I would rather them come talk to us. We can work this out. Otherwise, someone is going to wind up with charges because we've had to do a full-on investigation.
Several people in Dyea and West Creek heard the explosion, which occurred the night of May 4th.
We've got some vehicles that have been somewhat identified in the area at the time. So we have some things in the works. I can't discuss a lot of the details, but, you know, they're there. So eventually it'll all come out, small community, but it's better if somebody comes to us and talks to us about it.
Arson is a Class C felony. The newly constructed ore dock opened as scheduled on May 14th. Holland America's Koningsdam, with a capacity of 2,600 passengers, was the first ship to berth. Skagway resident Tom Silva spoke about the process of getting the dock built, roughly 1 year after the municipality took control of the port.
I think the reality is that no plan is perfect. And there's a lot of pros and cons to doing a large-scale project like that in a variety of ways. And so there was concerns about the timing and the cost and all of that. But the reality is the dock needed done, and there was it got crazy there at the end. And oh, ye of little faith, I did not believe that it was going to get done on time. And from what I understand, that crane pulled out the day before. And that's crazy to me. So I just want to express, like, congratulations and thank you.
In the meeting, the assembly approved up to $25,000 to fund an opening ceremony for the new dock. The money will come from port revenue. Mayor Sam Bass read a proclamation declaring June 1st as Pride Festival Day. The town will welcome the Juno Drag Kings and Queens that day with various Pride events scheduled throughout the month. Assemblymember Deb Potter says State Senator Jesse Keel is expected to speak at the celebration.
June's a great month. We do this to remind everybody that if you don't have a safe place at home, you have a safe place here in this community of Skagway.
The assembly continues to discuss how to get the community's clinic back into compliance with federal grant requirements. Changes were made to give more autonomy to the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors. The board will now select members, remove members, and fill vacancies according to revised bylaws. Previously, the assembly was required to approve board members. Sharon Dennis was appointed to the board to fill the Skagway Traditional Council seat. After many committee meetings, solid waste, wastewater, and water rates were amended. The assembly voted to increase rates as set forth by a 2015 proposal that was delayed due to COVID-19. Prices will increase in 2025, 2026, and 2027. Assemblymember Orion Hansen says rates have, quote, held static for decades and are, quote, heavily subsidized. Mayor Bass notes that residents don't pay the full price of utilities.
I believe we anticipate subsidizing water and sewer and garbage this year by about $1 million from local funds.
The Haines Skagway Trail System proposal was forwarded to Interior Trails. Manager Brad Ryan said the company won't have time to come back with a quote until 2025. Starting near the Katsahine River Delta, the trail would traverse the eastern side of the Lynn Canal, meaning Skagway's trail system near Sturgill's Landing. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clequan at 102.3 and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.